numbers out last night show Donald Trump's fundraising efforts are falling far behind Hillary Clinton's by a lot. His campaign started June with $1.3 million in the bank. Clinton started the month with more than $40 million. The Super PAC numbers, which aren't technically connected to either candidate, weren't much better. The Super PAC supporting Clinton brought in $12 million, while the Super PAC behind Trump brought in just over $1 million. NPR political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben is tracking this. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
What else can you tell us about these numbers?
Well, you've hit on the big number that everybody is really talking about, is this cash on hand number. I got to tell you, I've been going through these two campaign finance reports, and the discrepancies are so big, I've been double and triple checking myself to make sure I've got it right. Because, you know, so here are a couple other things in here that are kind of telling. Donald Trump spent around $6.7 million last month on everything, you know, from his campaign committee. Clinton spent around $14 million. So already you can tell she's, you know, spending more, you know, putting more money into, you know, doing the various things that campaigns do. One thing is payroll. Donald Trump, by one report in the Washington Post, spent around $680,000 on payroll last month. Clinton spent $2.4 million on payroll. By some reports out there, Trump has, you know, approaching 70 people, full-time people on his payroll. Clinton, by other reports, has nearly 700.
Well, this is also important because of advertisements on TV.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because advertisements, they're not everything a campaign spends on, but they're a lot of what a campaign spends
on. And they matter.
Oh, they do. I mean, you know, and any number of people will tell you different things, that they only give you a temporary bump and that sort of thing. But the point is, you know, it's about, you know, telegraphing your latest achievements, your latest speeches, and, you know, the other guy's, you know, faults to the people.
Well, Trump did the morning show circuit today defending himself. Here he is on the Today Show.
If it gets to a point, what I'll do is just do what I did in the primaries. I spent $55 million of my own money to win the primaries. 55. Now, you know, that's a lot of money. I mean, by even any standard, I may do that again in
you
the general election.
You just said you're having...
Excuse me, Matt. I have a lot of cash, and I may do it again in the general election.
And Trump's supporters will say, look, he has bad fundraising numbers because he, as he just said, is spending his own money. And today he sent out an email that said he would match every dollar that comes in over the next 48 hours, up to $2 million. So people saying, well, maybe he doesn't need all of this money.
Right. And, you know, he has contributed to his campaign. The measure in this latest finance report was around $46 million, a bit over $46 million. So, you know, he's right. That is not nothing. However, it takes a lot more to finance a presidential campaign. Some numbers from 2012. Obama, and this is total, not at this point, but total. In 2012, his campaign committee alone spent $721 million. Mitt Romney spent around $450 million. Now, you add in party spending and outside group spending, you know, those super PACs that we talk about. It was more than $1 billion for each party and their associated groups. So you need a lot of money. And the thing is, we don't exactly know how much Donald Trump is worth. So, yes, he is a rich person, of course, by any standard. But is he rich enough to finance a presidential campaign? We're not sure.
Well, and he's also making the point today that it is insane that politicians are spending that money, much money, that it takes that much money to run a general election. But what can you say about Republicans in general? Because, you know, as we know, they're trying to keep control of the Senate this year. Does Trump's fundraising efforts trickle down ballot?
Well, to back up on that, I mean, yes, it takes a lot of money to run a campaign. And of course, Trump has gotten a lot of free media attention. We've seen those cable news shots where they'll stand on an empty podium just waiting for him to talk. But you have to spend on more than that. You have to spend on data, knowing what voters you're going after. You have to spend on fundraising. You have to spend money to make money. So that is also what you have to spend money on. Now, as far as the Republican versus Democratic parties, the parties, you're right, have to support the presidential candidate as well financially. So yes, if the Republican Party finds itself having to help prop up Donald Trump's campaign, yeah, they will have less money to spend on down ballot races. And the Democrats, conversely, because Hillary Clinton has been doing quite well with fundraising, will have more resources to spend on Democratic down ballot races.
Yeah. And is the party trying to make it up?
Well, both parties, of course, are going to be fundraising pretty aggressively. One interesting thing, though, that you can pull out of these reports that, you know, a couple coworkers and I were talking about today was, you know, listen, Donald Trump really is doing more poorly than Hillary Clinton on fundraising. And yet Hillary Clinton, you know, he's still competitive with her. He's still polling above 40%. So the question is, you know, at what point could/does this hurt him?
NPR political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben, thanks very much.
Thank you.